From the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Wednesday, August 28, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. President Trump officially nominates Eugene Scalia, son of the late Supreme Court Justice, to be the Secretary of Labor in his administration, a department he served under George W. Bush as well. Two, the president says the trade talks with China are ready to get started again. The announcement comes after the G7 summit in France where the United States and Japan announced a deal to send American ag products to that country, $7 billion worth. We'll talk about that. And number one, Joe Walsh is doing everything he can to get noticed in his bid to primary President Trump, the former talk show host. He lost his job, by the way, a couple of days ago. And Joe Biden, after losing ground in the polls, has turned to the oldest card in the Democrat playbook. Republicans are racist. No. Republicans are white supremacists. At what point does this become such a tired meme-type comment that it bears no need for response? You have to ask yourself, what is Biden doing? Joe Biden continues to find himself lurching to the left, trying to tell people, well, this is my track record. This is where I've been in the past. Well, it's simply not true. Joe Biden opposed busing. Joe Biden crafted the 1994 crime bill, which incarcerated literally millions of people of color, and they have complained about it ever since, saying it was too harsh on minority communities and communities at risk, as they say. And Joe Biden is now the guy carrying that torch. However, his support among African Americans remains reasonably strong, and new polling suggests that the poll from Monmouth from a day earlier was a bit of an outlier. However, it is true that in new polling, Elizabeth Warren is catching both Biden and Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren is the candidate on the move. Of course, we've got those big debates coming up in Houston, Texas on the 12th of September. And those will be pivotal again. You'll see the likes of Beto O'Rourke, who has flamed out spectacularly. Kamala Harris will be there, even though the last time she was on the debate stage, Tulsi Gabbard took her out at the knees. And so really, when you look at who's in the debate, there really are only three people left at this point that appear to be viable. And that is Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. How do they get out on top? Well, Bernie seems to think that if he goes farther to the left, that will get him there. Here's what he said. He said yesterday that racism in the United States is institutional, and it's a white man's problem. It's a white man's problem what's going on with racism in America. He says that President Trump, in the president's words, appeal to the worst damn instincts of human nature. Unfortunately, we don't have this on tape, otherwise I'd play it for you. But Biden made these comments at a small gathering of supporters. White folks are the reason we have institutional racism, he said. There's always been racism in America. White supremacists have always existed. They still exist. Barely. They'd be on the endangered species list. They'd be protected by the Endangered Species Act if they were truly that prevalent. He says in his administration, they will not be tolerated. I ask you this serious question. Have you ever encountered in your life somebody you would consider to be a white supremacist? I have not. So it's not a rhetorical question, and I travel far and wide. I see lots of people. I've traveled all over this country to make television programs and radio programs and talk to a variety of people, all income levels, all backgrounds, all ethnicities. I've never encountered anyone that I'm aware of that was a white supremacist. We live in a country now of 325 million, give or take. The total number of white supremacists, as counted by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a largely discredited group, but a group that would go so far as to label a company as a hate group if they made chicken sandwiches and were Christian in nature. That's how far that group would go. And they can only find less than 15,000 members of the Ku Klux Klan. Less than 15,000. And those are all in little splinter groups. 20 over here, 15 over there. It's not exactly an existential threat to the country. In fact, it's a non-existent threat to the country until it gets picked up by the media. And in their desperate flailings, the Democrats and the liberals try to hang that moniker around the president's neck. He's a white supremacist. He's the boogeyman. You see, Russia didn't work out, right? Russia did not work out as a narrative. It's gone nowhere. Although Jerry Nadler may still be pursuing it. It's gone nowhere. So then the narrative became racism. And that card and that play is so old and so tired to so many, it's meaningless. So then they went for the gold. They went for white supremacist, further degrading their entire argument, further degrading the entire conversation to the point of absurdity. And now Joe Biden has joined the fray. Joe Biden has jumped in. Here's more of what he said in his appeal to black voters. Biden said that he will advertise in black publications and engage in cultural institutions with the black church, black fraternities and sororities, and historically black colleges. The bad news is I have a long record. The good news is I have a long record, Biden said when asked about his enduring support among black voters. People know me. At least they think they know me. I think after all this time, I think they have a sense of what my character is and who I am. I never, ever, ever, is nothing. Never, ever, ever in my entire life have been in a circumstance where I've ever felt uncomfortable being in a black community. Assertions and assumptions made about black voters that he believes are inaccurate should be set aside. A lot of people haven't spent much time in the community, not like I have, he says. And without mentioning her by name, he went after Senator Kamala Harris's attack on him during the first presidential debate. All I know is I don't think anybody in this community thinks I am. What's the phrase? I know. You're not a racist, Joe. Let's go back to the fact that the guy hung out with Senator Byrd of West Virginia, the former Grand Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan, called him a great man. Many Democrats did. It is amazing today, isn't it, that the party that fought a civil war to end slavery is being called racist by the same party that organized the Ku Klux Klan and Jim Crow laws and held the South in a standstill position for a century, trying to control the minority populations there. It is breathtaking, to say the least, that we are in a situation like that. And Joe Biden now jumping on that bandwagon. I ask you seriously, how can we take these candidates seriously when all they offer is Donald Trump was a bad guy? That is the entirety almost of their campaigns, except, of course, for completely fringe ideas about turning America into some sort of a windmill farm and hoping it'll produce enough energy for us to survive, even though we now lead the world in energy production. Far-left ideas like abortions can be performed up until the moment of birth. Far-left ideas like the Green New Deal, which would give people, well, cash and money and paychecks, even if they don't want a job. These are the types of far-left ideas being put forth, and Trump's a bad guy. So I guess the takeaway is this. The takeaway is this. Donald Trump's a bad guy, therefore we should be communists. I mean, this is so absurd and ridiculous. It's so far beyond the pale, what has happened here. So far beyond the pale of common sense, it is almost, well, it's unconscionable. It's Wednesday as well on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here, getting rolling now. Ken Cuccinelli will be here on the program a little bit later, so don't miss that. We'll talk about the border security, and everything that's happening in the southern United States. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist.
Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medication.
Got 'em. And my insulin supplies.
Exercise.
check at least 30 minutes most days. Blood sugar level? On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check. How am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7, racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit standfordiabetes.org. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOID made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis US.